During the Archbishop of Canterbury's recent visit to the Diocese of St Albans, he spent an afternoon at the Living Room in Stevenage. The Living Room provides treatment for people who are recovering from the illness of addiction and also supports their family members. It was started by Janice Feely, who was awarded the MBE for her services to those with addictions and recognised as one of five inspirational women of 2014 by the Daily Mail. Janice explained how she came to set up the Living Room.
I had a vision to set up the Living Room over 16 years ago now. There wasn't any structured daycare for clients to come out to in those days, and so they would come out of rehab and there'd be no support, and they would many of them relapse and many of them died. And also when I looked at the clients in there, I just felt if there was a proper structured daycare program, they wouldn't necessarily need to go into residential. The second reason was that children are often either taken away from parents or put voluntary into care, and many of the clients in rehab wouldn't stay the time in rehab because they didn't like being separated from their children. So I wanted a day treatment service where people could also bring their children and receive recovery. So the children is a very big part of the work we do here. We've had 46 children returned out of care as well, and many more off the at-risk register. And that's why it's so important to have our creche.
Janice then explained how the treatment was structured.
We do group therapy 5 days a week. We run two separate groups. We run the main group 5 days a week where all our addicts come together. It doesn't matter what the addiction is. But on a Monday, we take our clients out that have got love and sex and relationship addiction, and we do a separate group on a Monday for them. Tuesday, we take our clients out with eating disorders, whether that's anorexia, bulimia or compulsive overeating, and we do a separate group for those people. Wednesday and Thursday, we also run a group for the family and friends of any addicts. And we run the group for the family members, whether their addict comes to us or not, we still support and educate the family members. And very often the addicts come, their relations come to us as a result of the family member coming. And on a Friday, we also take our clients out that got specific drug issues, and we do a separate group on a Friday. We also do offer one-to-one counselling, but they have to be going to the group as well. They can't just have that on its own. Christianity underpins the work we do here, but we're open to absolutely everyone with any faith, no faith. We're here to treat the addict, and that's our first and foremost purpose for doing the work we do. Some of them may go back to their original religion that they may have been brought up with. Some go on to engage in some churches, in churches in Stevenage, but it's not a part of the treatment here. It's very, very open. We do have a Christian prayer counsellor who comes once a week, but that's an option. It's not part of treatment at all.
The centre is staffed by qualified counsellors who are in long-term recovery themselves. One of them, Laura, told the Archbishop her story.
So I came here as a client in 2008, December 2008, and I had multiple addictions. Alcohol was a big problem, drugs, mainly cocaine, and relationships. And I was in a very violent, abusive relationship when I came here. And I haven't had a drink of alcohol or taken any drugs since the 22nd of December 2008. And that's because I came here, without a shadow of a doubt. I was here for 18 months. I came here every day. I took on board every suggestion that was given to me. Sometimes through gritted teeth, sometimes I was okay with it. But I did what I was told because I couldn't go back to living the way I was living. I wanted to kill myself. I had suicidal thoughts most days. And yeah, when I came here, I describe it as it was like an exit sign for my life. It really was. It was an opportunity to live a different way, and I took it. I grabbed it with both hands. And I've never looked back. And I stayed here for 18 months. I left. I carried on going to AA and other fellowships, and started my training to be a counsellor. And I've just got a master's degree. Yeah. Oh.
Thank you.
qualified psychotherapist, and Janice phoned me. I'll never forget this day as long as I live. When I left here, I did some part-time work as a dog walker, and I was out in this forest with about 8 dogs. So I'm trying to keep an eye on every dog. You know, they're all off the lead, they're all doing their own thing. And my phone rang, and I answered the phone, it's Janice, and she said, "Oh, Laura, it's Janice, there's an opportunity for a job as a counsellor, and I wondered if you'd like to come in for an interview." And I think, I can't remember the rest of the dog walk, because it was like I was floating through that forest, you know. It was just, I thought, this is what I've worked so hard for, it really is. And I started here over three years ago now, and I absolutely love my job. And the clients will tell you that I say that a lot, because for me, it's a really new experience to have a job that I love and to have a life that I love, you know. And I don't think of suicide every day, you know. It's my life.
It's just
so
amazing.
Different.
Thank you. That's absolutely
wonderful. Archbishop Justin was clearly moved by the stories he heard from former clients. He explained why he was so affected by what he had seen on his visit.
It's quite widely known in the press that my father was an alcoholic and died of it. Couldn't find anywhere like this. And so I grew up in a family understanding, seeing the effect of alcohol. I expect my dad would have really welcomed somewhere like this. So I just want to say, you know, what you do is of immeasurable benefit. It's an extraordinary gift that you're giving people, because you're giving them life and you're standing in the place of Jesus. You are Christ to the people who do this. Some of you might not believe in him. I don't know, I'm not asking for your faith position. But when you help someone in this way, know it or not, you are Christ to that person, because you give freedom, you give hope, you give deliverance, you give healing. It's an amazing thing. So I'm just really quite overwhelmed. I think it's beautiful and it's wonderful, and I really admire the determination that I understand there is. You were described to me as someone who has no fear of asking anyone for anything, and they never dare say no.
After the meeting, Archbishop Justin told me why he felt so moved by what he had seen that afternoon.
There was something quite profoundly inspiring about listening to people being very, very honest, but who had made significant progress, and knowing that that's a large majority, not all, but a large majority of those who come here. And I found it very personally moving, from personal experience in my past, and thinking what a difference it's making to people's lives. And you saw in what was happening the work of Christ through his church. It's a faith-based initiative. The work of Christ through his church, liberating, healing, bringing hope and joy. So I was really very, very moved by it.
I wonder if I can ask you, you spoke in there in a personal way about your father. Does that give you a particular insight into this in a human way?
Yes. I mean, that's quite well known. It's been in the press that for a lot of my upbringing, he had a significant problem with alcohol. And I know the sort of chaos that results around that. And I know that what families long for is to see change, see really dramatic change. And you very seldom experience it. And it's a very extraordinary thing when you hear it. And I was picturing in my mind's eye the friends and families of the people who were speaking, and thinking of their sense of absolutely being overwhelmed by the change they see and the hope it brings.
At the end of the afternoon, Janice Feely explained what the visit had meant to her and those who had shared their stories with the Archbishop.
Felt very, very privileged, very humbled, but actually felt a lot of identification with him as he shared part of his own life story, and felt a real warm connection with him. Absolutely, yeah. Because the other thing that I've always thought really is to get rid of the stigma of addiction. You know, addiction touches all people from all walks of life, high and low, rich and poor, and it doesn't discriminate, and neither do we.